Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm trying my best to stay calm here. I don't want to do a rocket launch right at the very beginning, but my afterburners are already ignited. Is that right? Are they afterburners? Or is an afterburner when I get up? Whatever that is that launches you off of the... I need a scientist. No, I don't. No, I freaking don't need no scientist. Whatever those jets are that launch you off the launching pad. Look at those veins, man. I'm going to take a deep breath, try to calm down here. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for getting up this morning. Got a lot to talk, speak with you about. I look in there. Roger's wearing his hat this morning. I like it. JR's got his hat on, I noticed. Got his cross hat on. So much stuff to talk about. So little time. Let's start off with some good news. Let's get Todd Barham on here. Let's hear from Todd. Let's see if I can get the phone up and working here. Let's start off with some good news, and then I'll take you to some bad news. Let's see here. What's that, one ring-a-dingy, two ring-a-dingies? Well, Todd, if you don't pick up soon, they could be in there picking and poking in.
Hello, Coach.
Todd, you're live around the world, Todd. How you doing, man? Everybody's curious how Todd's doing.
Yeah, I'm doing really good, Coach. Today will be day four of one of the two chemos I'm taking. And then day five, that will complete that edge of the chemo. And then I just started day one yesterday of the second component of chemo. And I'm on that for another 20 days.
Todd, people are asking right now. I can hear them asking, well, Todd, I thought you weren't going to do chemo. What happened there?
Yeah. Well, Coach, I wasn't going to do chemo, but my immune system was just completely gone. I just don't have one. So if I went out into the wild out there, I would definitely catch something, and there wouldn't be anything to fight it. And on top of it, the way the leukemia works is that these immature cells build up in the body and they don't die. They don't have a natural cell cycle.
No flushing out, huh?
So,
no flush out, right.
Yeah, no, so they would overload my body and I just wouldn't stand a chance. So, the way I look at it, Coach, you know, miracles can come in many different forms.
Right. I'm not criticizing, brother. I'm just trying to help people understand what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
So you've done four doses, and now they're giving you a pill a day for 21 days, right?
Yes, sir.
And then there'll be another round. And then once you get yourself stronger, then you're gonna maybe explore other options. But unless you kill those cells that are in you right now, you don't have a chance.
I don't have a chance, Coach. No, I would die.
Okay, so that's
natural.
And we won't get into the depths of it, but certainly maybe you haven't received the best of medical care that maybe made some things worse for you at the other hospital. But your lungs are clearing up, your legs are clearing up. Getting back on your feet, and now you're attacking that leukemia demon. And we do know it's a demon too, don't we, Todd? We know this is a spiritual fight that you're engaged in.
It is. Oh, there's no question about it. And I know which spirit it is. It is a spiritual fight. It is the Jezebel spirit that has been allowed to attack me. So, that's been confirmed through the Lord, just with, in prayer with me, as well as in discussions with Chad, of what the Lord has asked Chad and Michelle to pray for. So there's no doubt this is a spiritual attack, and it's by Jezebel.
Amen. And we're going to get victory over that thing. But so you're doing, basically you're doing, okay, that's a crazy word to use, but I mean, you're not laying in bed fighting for your life like you were before. Now you just got to stay in the hospital through this process because you have no immune system. You walk out, you catch a cold, it could be the end for you, right?
Oh, yeah, it would be the end for me, yes, sir. So, and you know, Coach, here's the other thing that the Lord revealed to me yesterday and day before yesterday, in studying His Word and in prayer, that and he pointed me to 1 Peter 4:16. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he's not to be ashamed, but he is to glorify God in this name. So, you know, Coach, 3 years ago, you know, I saw you at the Watchman, and you just made a huge impact to me at that moment. And I said, you know, I need to change. I can't keep living my life the way I am as a Christian. And so, you know, that started the ball. And the more, you know, I got involved in your ministry, and the more my family got involved, you know, it just lit the fire inside of me to actually change. And here's the most amazing thing is that after watching Henry Groover and Russ at the Watchmen, I've been praying for almost a year or so, that I want the faith of Henry Groover, and I want to be able to do what Russ does. I want to be a mighty warrior for God. And
Romans chapter 5. Go ahead.
And Coach, at the same time, I was praying that, Lord, just turn me into the man that you want me to be. Not what I chose to be, but what you want me to be. Yet at the same time, my wife, Leslie, was praying the same prayer, unknowingly, that I was praying it, and I didn't know that she was praying it. And she was praying for the Lord to turn me into the man that he wants me to be.
Wow.
So, yeah. So through all of that, you know, the Lord is really just kind of, he's just opening my eyes up for a little bit and say, look, I'm answering your prayer. This is your prayer. But, but you know, 40 years, Coach, of churchianity and just phony Christian living. And, you know, there's a lot of dross that's built up inside of me that has to be refined. And I can't be the man that God wants me to be with all this stuff built inside of me. So he's refining me.
Amen. Jared, Romans chapter 5.
With it.
Yeah, you're at peace with it. Todd, you mentioned Romans chapter 5. Well, I can tell you a story on this. But folks, listen. I got it on the screen right now, Todd. This is for you as well. On the screen, it says Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Wow. When's the last time you did that, folks? When's the last time you gloried in tribulations? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Todd, your hope that you're getting is going to make you not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Nobody's going to die for an unrighteous man. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, Todd, being now justified by his blood. Wow, brother. Todd, we're praying for you, man. It's okay if God... you go ahead.
Hey, Coach, there's one other verse I'd like to bring up, and this was what the Lord showed me last night. 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory to Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
Wow, there it is.
So after you suffer for a little while, so suffering, Coach, it is an honor to suffer.
Amen.
For the witness of Christ.
Thank God
I'm
for
okay
it.
Right?
Thank
it.
God for it. They found you worthy to
Absolutely,
suffer.
Absolutely, because I will be perfected. I mean, I will be confirmed. Yeah, I will be strengthened. So, and he's going to establish me in the way that he wants me to be.
Mm.
And so,
Todd, how can we help? How can your brothers out here in ether land, how can we help you? It's okay to call you. It's okay to text you. You're living basically a normal life, except you're in the horse pistol, right?
Yes. Yes, I try to. I mean, I put my pants on. I have a T-shirt on. I'm not walking around in a gown. I just happen to have a couple of tubes hooked up to my body that's going to a machine. And I carry my, I walk around with my machine all the time. But, you know, I try to live a normal life. As much as normal can be in the hospital. I'm quarantined to a hospital, but, yeah. But, you know, Coach, prayers praying for healing is great. But this is more than, I mean, I will be healed, but there's no doubt, and I have zero doubt that I will be healed. But I know that the Lord has to refine me. And it's going to be a process. And this is just the beginning. The worst is yet to come. So it's just the beginning. But
love your attitude, man.
But I tell you what, Coach, praying for peace in my heart is so helpful as well. Because there, for instance, yesterday, I just grew weary of everything. You know, I'm hooked up to, I got tubes running out of my body, and it's just getting up and around, and the pain that I have on, you know, constant pain is just, it grows on you. And yesterday, I just sat down and I just prayed the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm so weary. Yeah, I'm so exhausted. I just need your strength. And I felt his hand come up under me and lift me up.
Hmm.
So this is the experience that I'm having. Even though I may be suffering, the experience is beyond anything I've ever had in my entire life. And if this is what I have to do to experience this with God, then I will willingly do it.
Todd, you ain't heavy. You're our brother. It's a long, long road with many a winding turns. That's what the song says. We'll be praying for you, brother. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach.
You've encouraged us. You've encouraged us this morning.
God bless, Coach.
God bless you, buddy.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Hey, that's pretty amazing. that is pretty amazing. So you heard what he said. Let's just continue to pray for his healing, but continue that he'll be encouraged and fight through this thing. You do grow weary. But the Bible says, let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. So great to hear from Todd. Anybody have a comment there? I got a couple things I want to tap on here before I get my veins to go down or come out a bit. Denny, listen, this, I'm going to head towards this. You know, we're going to Oskaloosa. In fact, more and more people are planning to go to Oskaloosa. We find out more and more. And you know what, folks? This is so amazing. This is so amazing. Jared, go down. It says Heartbeat Law, Iowa. I get up this morning. Dr. Bob Roof out there in Manchester, I think he is. He says, Coach, have you seen this? Judge strikes down restrictive Iowa fetal heartbeat abortion law. A judge last night struck down the Iowa law, which was just passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. Some judge says, sorry, folks, will of the people, Now, I wonder if we can round up a crew of people in Oskaloosa who've had enough of this kind of crap. That enough of this. Scroll on down there a second, Jerry. I'm going to come back to this, right? A state judge, not even a federal one. The state judge Tuesday struck down Iowa's restrictive fetal heartbeat abortion law, which would have been the most restrictive anti-abortion law in the nation. Isn't it amazing how they word anti-abortion law rather than pro-life law? Judge Michael Hubert, we ought to go visit him, Denny. Hey, Denny, let's go visit Judge Michael Hubert. Maybe we ought to go do that. Show up outside his chambers, whatever they call them, right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'll come back to this. Denny, what do people need to know now that you got up this morning for the queue? What do people need to know, brother, about how to get involved with us? Hey, isn't it amazing how the Lord has already prepared for us to come to Iowa, and then this hits? If we can't awaken the people in Iowa to the Denny, go ahead, man. You awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Did you know this, Denny? Did you know this?
No, I didn't know until you just told me. I did not know they reversed it. I knew it was going to court, and because when our governor did it herself and passed the heartbeat, and then she also defunded Planned Parenthood, and then she's had all of Planned Parenthood coming after her. They have
so. It seems to me like she's waiting for some Christian people to stand up with her. Seems to me like, huh?
She has to be. Yes. Yes.
It's unbelievable. This is just this is judicial tyranny. So anyway, Denny, if people just say they get up on Saturday morning and say, you know, I want to be part of that thing. Where is that thing being held? Denny, how do we direct them, man? What would you tell them to do?
Just come to Oskaloosa and you come to Modern Floor Covering. It's the store. You can't miss it, right by Walmart. And it's going to start at 3:00. Actually, it's starting Saturday night, but the actual event starts at 3:00 on Sunday, and David Arthur is going to speak, and then we're going to feed everybody, and then you're going to speak, and what you're going to speak in, my guess is it's probably going to change. I told everybody, I said, I ain't telling Coach what to say. The Spirit leads him. Who knows what he's going to talk on? So,
amen, amen.
And I love that. So anyway, then doing that, and then all day Saturday, I mean Sunday, that's Sunday, Monday, we're going to be, you're going to be speaking to some high school kids, and different things is going to be going on. Then we're going to
have other people going to get together. They're going to fellowship and know each other and pat each other on the back. And
yep. We want to hear Mark Trump, and Chad's going to talk some, and Mark's going to talk, and it's just different stuff's going to happen. And it's just and then Saturday, we're close it Monday night up at a fellowship hall, and it's going to be we're going to close it with communion at the very, very end, and really looking forward to that. So,
all right, man, I'm coming to Oskaloosa. Praise the Lord. Panama City, you all know we're going to Panama City. We're still trying to raise the funds to go down to this. We're gone, no matter what happens. You want to go to Florida with us and help cut up some trees and carry some brush to the sidewalk and get some testosterone on you and join us in Panama City. Listen, always know this. Just contact me, coach@coachdavelive.com. Got a question? Who do I contact? What? coach@coachdavelive.com. Go to our website. I'll connect you with whoever needs to be connected. It's almost 20 after and haven't really got into what I want to say. Mark Trump, or I don't know, Jim Kraft, somebody, any updates we need to know there, Mark? If not, that's okay. Just want to, if something needs to be said, can be said.
No, we're good. Keep the names coming, Coach.
Okay, buddy. Keep them coming. And folks, listen, I got some emails yesterday. Please, please, if you can, make it to our Occupy event in April, April 12th through the 14th. I'm telling you, that's going to be such a great training, boots on the ground. We're going to equip you with knowledge and the understanding of how to fight the fight and to make the argument. Oh my goodness. If you can, April 12th, there's a lot of good stuff going on, but this is a good one. Here's, okay. Now I'm sorry if it feels like I'm all over the place. I get, cause you know what I got in my head? I got all these things that I want to lay on the table today. And I know I'm not going to be able to lay them on the table today. I want to. Where do I want to go, Lord? Okay, let's go there. I gotta introduce the player of the week, player of the month, player of the year to you, Bobby Lee. Jared, click on that video from Bobby Lee. I got to show you just some of you. Bobby's in the queue. He's probably, I don't think Bobby's in here today because he's in the middle of a career change. He's going back to school, and he's getting more and more and more and more alive and on fire for the cause of Christ. And I'd love to give Bobby Lee a great big hug. Bobby Lee, he's been telling me, if you guys haven't seen this video, Bobby Lee's been telling me, Coach, we got to become more aggressive. We got to speak up. We got to wear our hats. We got to wear our shirts. We got to go out. And Bobby filmed this yesterday, and we're just going to watch a few minutes because this will show you what we're up against. Bobby's driving down the road. He sees some people out protesting Donald Trump. They want to impeach Donald Trump. And Bobby says, you know what? I think I'm going to get out, and I'm going to talk to these guys, which, number one, took some courage to begin with. And so we're going to watch this, but here's what I want you to see. I want you to see what we're up against with the unregenerate mind. People who are unable to think and who are clearly mouthing the MSNBC, CNN, mainstream media line. Just listen to these guys, but understand this, folks. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Ask ourselves this. Why does the left always want to operate with death? Why are they so focused on death? Why do they, so many of their policies require the death of somebody or something? Why are they so interested in death? Because all those who hate me love death. They are of their father, the devil. Mike Adams, see, I'm all over the place today. The Health Ranger. I watched a video he did yesterday on how to recognize people who are demonically possessed or controlled. Powerful thing. Go ahead. Anyway, tip of the cap here. Highlight film, first few minutes of Bobby Lee having some courage and stepping out. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing?
Good.
How is everybody?
Hi.
Yeah.
Where's the cocoa?
Wish I had some. What is it you guys don't like about Trump?
Everything.
Such as?
He's selling our country out to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah?
You don't believe that? He says it right out in the open. How can you not?
Well, give me an example.
That's real.
What exactly has he done?
He has the worst modern male record of any president
what
in history.
What has he done?
Give me an example. What's
he
done
for you to say, no, this is not a good thing?
What? What's not a good
Trump?
Thing?
What would it take for you to stop supporting him?
No, I just want specifics, exacts. What exactly?
What would it take for you to stop supporting him?
I just want one thing.
First of all, he's a con artist. He's
one,
a criminal.
Without name, without generalities and without names, what is exactly one thing that you don't like?
Generalities that Trump does.
He took away
our
public lands. He took away two national monuments. Bears, ears, and grandson.
No, that's not a crime.
He wants crimes.
He wants to know what crime he's committed.
You guys want to impeach him, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For
not
what?
Just impeach him. Put him in prison and throw away the key.
That's not Hillary.
What are you going to impeach him for?
They want to impeach Obama.
Working for the Russians. He tells you right out.
He's working for the Russians.
Roman, I love Putin.
Is that a fact?
Give me a. Officials. What does it take you to understand?
No, I just want a fact.
I'm giving you facts. God damn it. What more do you want?
I
want
to know exactly what he's done that works for the Russians.
I'm telling you what he's done.
In one way, has any help?
He's betraying the country.
How?
He's selling our country out to the Russians.
How? Give me exactly how has he done it.
He just wanted us to pull out NATO. What does it take to make you understand?
But I'm still looking for exactly what you want to impeach
him for. I'm telling you. You were not listening.
Maybe these guys over here can tell me. What exactly do you want to impeach Trump for? What is it that you want to impeach Trump? How you doing, Mr. Trump? You look good, man. Your hair's tight. I like it.
I have an obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
Is that an impeachable offense?
obstructing what justice? What?
What do you mean what justice?
Trying to prevent investigations.
Trying to block the Mueller investigation. Tampering. Trying to undermine it. Uh-huh. Trying to get tell witnesses what to say. Yeah. Telling them to lie.
Go on. I mean, I just want to be. I just want to be educated as what you're thinking.
Well, go ahead. That's more.
Go ahead. Give me more. Give me more.
Where's Stormy Daniels and that Playgirl? Playgirl?
Google.
Yeah, where he violated campaign.
You can stop that, Jared. Folks, this we'll make this available. This is worth a while. This is like right off of MSNBC. It's amazing. And I said to my wife last night, do you think that we are not programmable? You think the human being is not programmable? These guys just went on and on. So I'm tipping my cap to Bobby. Number one, he didn't punch somebody in the mouth. It gets worse. Bobby held his ground. But more importantly, Bobby ventured onto the front lines by himself, which isn't a very smart thing to do with Bobby. Probably ought to take somebody with you. But I just want to salute Bobby that he's doing more and more of this kind of stuff. Somebody come in. Opinion.
Coach, I just want to note how the enemy uses emotion, not facts, but emotion. And that's tough to fight. You've been a football coach. When that other team is emotionally charged, you know how difficult it is to win that game.
Amen. Well, they're not just charged emotionally. They're charged angrily.
Demonically. Demonically charged, right? I agree. So this is worth a watch. Can I ask you something? Why aren't we charged emotionally? Mm-hmm. What's happened to the Christian? Can I ask you something? Yeah, of course I can. Why are we not outraged over what just took place in Iowa?
Coach, you want to know why? Because we're missing data. We're missing data.
Well, I've got some data for you today, Vinny. Believe it or not, brother. If you sit down a minute. Now, let me give you some data here real quick. Jared, click on the religion gap. This is fascinating. I saw this yesterday.
Apathy.
Apathy, cowardice, a lack of information, misinformation, all kinds of reasons. Look at this, folks. This was May of 2012. The Democrats' God gap. Now go down, Jared. They do a survey at the bottom here. They show us. This was fascinating to me. Keep on going down. This is another one. If we had more time, right there it is. Okay. This is the poll shows. Jared, go up just a little bit. There you go. Okay. He said, or as the gay Christian laments, my dad says my lifestyle makes him sick. He just wants to gag. So I thought of that show when I caught up today on one of the fascinating Pew Research Center's faith. There's a big God gap between Republicans and demon cats. 70% of Republicans believe in God of the Bible, compared with only 45% of demon cats. You following this? Only 45% of demon cats believe in God. Only 45%. But the larger God gap within the Democratic Party is this. Look at this. Only 32% of white demon cats believe the Bible. Only 32% of white demon cats believe the Bible, compared with 61% of non-white demon cats. Are you picking this up? Non-white Democrats, blacks, Hispanics, believe in God. 60% of them. The white liberal. 32% of whites, only 32% of white Democrats believe in the Bible. Somebody's trying to come in.
No, Coach, I was just going to say a lot of those, I guess you call them minorities that are that way, are being taught a different gospel as well.
Well, I agree, Paul. I do. I agree with that. They're teaching a social gospel, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes, it's a social gospel.
Social
gospel. Killing babies as much as the Nancy Pelosi's.
That's right. So here's what we know. This divide and conquer has been successful, has it not? If you go back and watch Bobby's video, at the end of the video, Bobby brings up abortion and
See if we can go there, Jared. This is so illustrative. This thing is so scrape on out, Jared, to about the 17 minute mark, and see if Bobby doesn't bring up the Bible or religion or something like that. Oh my goodness, this bit. Woo! That's a good spot. Go ahead, right there. Be good, Jared.
61 billion. About you want to kill more babies?
You're against abortion, I take it.
No, I'm asking you. Do you want to kill more?
Are you against?
Do you want to crush? Do you want to crush the baby skulls?
Are you against abortion?
61 billion crushed baby skulls.
Waste them all.
60. Waste
until they're born.
You don't want to answer that question?
Unless they're born to count. But before that, you can crush the baby skulls, right?
Wait a minute. Are you against abortion?
The slaughter, the literal crushing of baby skulls. Any sane person would not want to crush a baby skull.
You going to answer the question or not?
Absolutely, I'm against crushing baby skulls.
Why couldn't you just say that?
I'm saying it now.
Why couldn't you just say that?
Because I wanted you to go out and rant and rave.
No, you didn't want to answer the question.
No.
Do you care about people after they're born?
That's absolutely. Right.
I don't care about then people. You want to have food stamps increase instead of decrease.
I've also been a
then you want health care for everybody, not just because those who can afford it. Okay. If you care about life after birth.
What about those immigrants in cages, those kids in cages down in, you care about them, those immigrants in
cages. Stop it, Jared. This is like a Saturday night parody, right? Kids in cages. I noticed this. I got another great video from InfoWars where the InfoWars babe went to the Women's March and asked people. Oh, I don't think I have it up there. Asked the people if they knew what the leading cause of death was in America, and of course they didn't. She had a Women's March, right? Leading cause of death in America. What is it? And she tells them abortion. And to watch their reaction is like, there it is, Jared, threw one down. It's like, are you kidding me? There is no reaction. Would you go ahead, Jared, play a little bit of this. I'm sorry, folks. We got to see. We got to know our enemy. We got to know what we're up against. Look at this. These are white liberals. Go ahead.
Quiz, what's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
Listen, this is the most, this is right here. This answer is the most, again, revealing, illustrative thing that has ever said in the history of mankind. They asked this woman, what is the leading cause of death in America? See, I would think cancer, heart disease, drug abuse. Are you ready to show you a mindset? You tell me this isn't demonic. Jared, back up a little bit because we cannot miss this answer. This is unbelievable. Go ahead.
We're doing a pop quiz. What's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
I'm going to say violence against women.
Violence against women. That's the leading cause of death. Go ahead.
You are correct. It's abortion. That is violence against women.
Yeah, Coach, I would say it's number two because number one is violence against all babies in the womb. So I guess with women being half of them, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You know what, Coach?
Hang on a minute.
We're like, America's like the Titanic ship, and all the people are up on the deck dancing and drinking, and the thing is sinking.
Lindell just put it in there. It's mind control, see? It's mind control. They are controlling the way we think. You cannot – I want you to watch how emotionless these people are when – just watch it. Go ahead.
I don't think
that's true.
No.
I don't
think. What's the number one cause of death in the United States?
I don't know.
Traffic accidents? Speeding?
Heart attacks?
Abortion.
Abortion.
The number one cause of death in the United States.
My
good
body.
To know. My
what's the number one cause of death?
Cancer and heart disease.
Abortion.
If you consider an embryo a sentient being.
Your guess is gun violence.
Sure, gun violence.
It's abortion.
Abortion.
Mm-hmm. Kills over a million Americans every year. If a million women had an abortion, does that not count that was a loss of life?
Well, I'm going to take a guess and say that you do think it is.
Is it not?
I do not think so.
It's what's the number one cause of death in the United States every year.
I'm going to say violence against women.
You are correct. It's abortion. That is violence against women.
It is. It most certainly is.
So you're pro-life. Are you pro-life?
This is InfoWars.
Abortion accounts for over 1 million deaths every year in the United States. It's the number one killer in the U.S. What's the number one killer for Black Americans every year?
Hypertension.
Yes, cardiac disease. Heart disease.
Abortion.
No.
No.
Most abortions are performed on healthy women that are able to have the baby. They just don't want it.
That's eye-opening.
We're doing a pop quiz. What's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
I'm not sure.
Abortion.
No comment.
Do you think there should be any limit?
No. Yeah, I do think there should be a limit once the baby's, like, developed. Certain, I don't know.
What? Maybe when it has a heartbeat?
No.
No? So what classifies someone as being dead?
Not having a heartbeat, but like...
So wouldn't that classify when they have a heartbeat as them being alive?
Yes.
So it is murder.
No, it's not murder.
What is the number one cause of death?
Cut it off, Jared. It's amazing. This is another video worth... This is so revealing, folks. And see, can anybody follow me here? There's zero influence of the church in America. There is no influence of the church.
Well, no. Dave, keep in mind the Democratic Party removed any reference to God in their platform in 2016. And you can't tell me that there aren't Democrats that have God in their life. I mean, there are, but they've removed any reference to a God in what they stand for. Secondly, you know, 25 years ago, we didn't know it was a baby. So it was more 25 years ago, the argument was, well, it's not really a living person. Well, all that has been debunked. The position of the pro-killing babies people is it's a woman's choice. They don't even defend that. They can't even answer the question the way they believe. They believe it is right to kill a baby because it's the lady's choice to do it.
So, Roger, it comes down to this scientifically now, folks. This is where I've been trying to get us. Do we know when life begins?
Yes.
Scientifically. I've got three videos I can show you right now. There is no, it's not even open for debate anymore.
No.
We know.
That debate is over. That's right. That debate is over.
That debate is over. So let me ask, hang on. So hang on just a second. So let me ask you a question. What the hell is a judge doing making scientific decisions? Come on in, whoever that was.
I was just going to say, life begins at conception.
It's not even open for debate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Was that Paul? Somebody trying to come in?
Well, Coach, I was just going to say, if you look at most laws out there, if you are a drunk driver and you kill a driver and that woman is a woman who's pregnant and the baby dies, you're also charged with murder of that baby, too.
Absolutely.
So it's so contradictory and convoluted.
That's a wanted pregnancy. That's the only reason. Okay,
hey, Coach, the church has been controlled into the mindset that Roe v. Wade is law when it's fictitious law. Courts don't make laws, can't make laws.
That's their opinions.
But we believe that.
Go ahead.
I think one of the most damning things against the judicial system today is in the majority opinion of Roe versus Wade, the last paragraph states that if science ever proves that a embryo is a person, this ruling is moot.
That's right. So why don't we?
They will not even follow up on their own opinion.
Why are we fighting on 1973 science? We are still, and you hear it at that march, they repeat the same things over and over and over. Hey, can anybody finish this? Let's see. This is the universal chant. My body, my choice.
My choice.
We've been doing that for how many? 46 friggin' years. My body, my choice. And we still, the church has not been able to counter that argument. Are you kidding me? We still can't counter that argument. What is going on? So, Jared, Ben Shapiro is not one of my favorite guys, but I got a 2-minute video here from Ben Shapiro doing some guy, Ben Shapiro speaking at a university, and some guy's pro-life or pro-choice. And I just want you to listen how logic works. Why are we losing a logical debate that clearly the only way you can lose it is to be illogical? It's the only way you can possibly lose it. Now, how can we be 46 years later still not being able to poke obvious holes in the argument? This is about a minute and a half. Go ahead and play it, Jared, real quick.
First of all, I just wanted to thank you for coming. As someone who is left-leaning, I truly believe in freedom of speech, and I think that that is a principle that...
Well, thank you for coming.
All of... So my question was about abortion, and I just wanted to know, why exactly do you think a first trimester fetus has moral value?
Okay, so a first trimester fetus has moral value because whether you consider it a potential human life or a full-on human life, it has more value than just a cluster of cells. If left to its natural processes, it will grow into a baby. So the real question is, where do you draw the line? So you can draw the line at the heartbeat, because it's very hard to draw the line at the heartbeat. There are people who are adults who are alive because of a pacemaker, and they need some sort of outside force generating their heartbeat. Okay, are you going to do it based on brain function? Okay, well, what about people who are in a coma? Should we just kill them? Right. The problem is, anytime you draw any line other than the inception of the child, you end up drawing a false line that can also be applied to people who are adults. So either human life has intrinsic value or it doesn't. I think we both agree that adult human life has intrinsic value. Can we start from that premise?
I believe that sentience is what gives
what a word.
More value, not okay, necessarily so, not necessarily being a human alone.
Okay, because, when you're asleep, can I stab you?
I'm still considered sentient when I'm asleep.
Okay, if you are in a coma from which you may awake, can I stab you?
Well, then, no.
I'm glad you answered that, because I have no interest in actually murdering
you. But that's still potential sentience, and it's still a potential...
I agree, it is potential sentience. You know what else is potential sentience? Being a fetus.
The issue I have with that, though, is that if I'm in a coma and I'm not, like, doing anything to anyone, I'm not causing any issues amongst the world, whereas an unwanted child may or may not be a burden to people.
Okay, well, there are lots of people who are unwanted, right? I mean, there are lots of people's parents who are unwanted, right? We're a bunch of college students. the problem is that now you're shifting the argument, right? Before you were making the argument based on the intrinsic value of a life based on sentience, and now you're talking about the level of burden that somebody presents as a separate moral argument. Okay, I don't believe that you being a burden on somebody is justification for them killing you, as a general rule.
I'll leave it at that, but I appreciate
cool.
you.
And- so do you understand how they argue on emotion. They're all over the place, and we are not equipped. That's why you got to come to Occupy. That's why you got to come. We're going to train you on how to make these arguments, because if we don't learn to make these arguments, we are never going to win. Now,
Coach, I agree. You got to know the argument. You got to know what you're standing for, or you're going to answer like those bozos out there did with Bobby Lee. I mean, they were clueless, brother. I mean, you were talking to an empty skull.
And there are a lot of them, right? There are a lot of them like that. Now, let's go, Jared, let's go to Bill Nye, the science guy, right? Bill Nye, the science guy. Now, this is about 2 minutes long, I think, also. Now, yeah, somebody, listen. Science. Everybody, science. We can't do it because it's religion. Science. Now, I want you to listen to Bill Nye, the science guy, make the most illogical, scientific argument, and nobody challenges it. This just blows me away. Hey, Roger, somebody got a pencil and paper to make notes of the specious arguments this guy makes in a 2-minute video. Go ahead, Jared.
Eggs get fertilized, and by that I mean sperm get accepted by ova a lot. But that's not all you need. You have to attach to the uterine wall, the inside of a womb. But if you're going to hold that as a standard, that is to say, if you're going to say when an egg is fertilized, it's therefore has the same rights as an individual, then who are you going to sue? Whom are you going to sue? Whom are you going to imprison? Every woman who's had a fertilized egg pass through her? Every guy whose sperm has fertilized an egg and then it didn't become a human? Have all these people failed you? It's just a reflection of a deep scientific lack of understanding. And you literally or you apparently literally don't know what you're talking about. You wouldn't know how big a human egg was if it weren't for microscopes, if it weren't for scientists who are medical researchers looking diligently. You wouldn't know the process. You wouldn't have that shot, the famous shot or shots where the sperm are bumping up against the egg. You wouldn't have that without science. So then to claim that you know the next step when you obviously don't, it's trouble. When you, okay, let me do that again. Let me just pull back. It's hard not to get frustrated with this, everybody. And I know nobody likes abortion.
Lie! Right?
But you can't tell somebody what to do. At some point, we have to respect the facts. Recommending or insisting on abstinence has been completely ineffective. Just being objective here. Closing abortion clinics, closing, not getting giving women access to birth control has not been an effective way to lead to healthier societies. I think we all know that. And I understand that you have deeply held beliefs and you want to, and it really is ultimately out of respect for people, in this case, your perception of unborn people. I understand that. But I really encourage you to look at the facts. And I know people are now critical of the expression fact-based. But what's wrong with that? So I just really encourage you to not tell women what to do and not pursue these laws that really are in nobody's best interest. Just really be objective about this. We have other problems to solve, everybody. Come on. Come on.
There you are. There you are. Bill Nye, the science guy. Anybody want to critique that 2 minutes, 3 minutes of hell?
Well, he started off.
Produced and paid for by Planned Parenthood.
He started off saying the egg penetrated the sperm. That kind of shows how dumb he is.
but Coach, he's not really a science guy.
No, he's not. No. Pseudoscience, so, right?
But look, so he's about as credible as I am.
He went to the emotional debate. He did not go to science, folks. He did not go to science. He did not go to the scientific question, is it alive and should it be protected? He did not go that. He knows, Bill Nye knows, he said you saw the sperm and the egg come together. He knows life began there. He knows that. And so the science guy then moves from what he knows to emotion.
Yeah, but we got bigger fish to fry. We got bigger issues.
Yeah, we got bigger issues, right? Right, yeah. See, do you understand, folks? You understand how if you don't have the ability to logically think, how he could just have twisted you in a ball? Because, by the way, he is the science guy. He didn't use science. He used emotion. He used circumstance. Man, oh, man.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, Jeff. Can somebody tell me how the hell we're losing this debate? Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it's something that it's got to control. The body is under control. This, for the person, they have no control over it. And that's, he's ignorant at that. You can't stop it. What's it going to do? What's it going to do? So.
Yeah, well, Jeff, he went to saying we didn't want people to have birth control and you can't tell a woman what she can do. What the hell do you mean you can't tell a woman what she can do? You can't kill your baby when it's born. I can't shoot my neighbor. What do you mean you can't, a woman can't put drugs in her body? What are we talking? What the hell's he talking about? We tell people what they can do with their bodies all the time. In fact, you don't pay taxes, they put your body behind bars. What do you mean? How do we let them win these stupid arguments?
Coach, yep. They're very well organized and the Christian people are not. Satan has kept us separated through denominations, and we're not organized and we're not united at all. And that's what your program does.
is unites people with different doctrines.
Amen,
one, well, one that we're truly Christians.
Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, I was just going to say, to me, it's none of that. We're losing it because we can't take a browbeating from the left. And when we give it to the left, or when the left gives it, all they hear is crickets. They are saying it. They're talking loud. They're giving their rhetoric. And we're going, just love them, brother. We're being so passive and a bunch of wimps.
That's right.
That's why. Brother. So they don't fear us. And we fear them. Well, they don't fear us because
they have no standards. They have no standards to live up to. So we can't hold them to standards.
Hey.
Boy.
Hey, Coach, whenever Bobby was asking questions, he was asking why, explain more, give me more.
Right.
See, as long as a Democratic interview is led by a Democratic person, all the person has to do is state the binary choice that they agree.
Yeah.
They're Trump haters. That's all they need to say. They don't need to have any justification. They don't need to have any basis as long as the binary choice is stated. You see, then they're ready to move on.
That's right. That's right. And so Bobby simply by asking questions was showing the fallacy, the foolishness of it. They couldn't answer it.
No, not beneath the headline of the binary choice. And no, that's the point, is they don't have to know anything but the headline because that's all they have to know.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff,
just a second. Hey, Dale, that the video of the young Thomas boy out there debating with Michelle Davis, is that on your website, Dale, on your Facebook page?
I believe my wife put it up there. I really hardly ever get on there, but I will say this. It's a great video, but one of the pro-aborts yesterday to a group of us Christians out there engaging and listening to this whole thing. You know what she said, brother? This is a mic drop. She goes, you know, they make a good point.
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm searching for this. Jared, while I'm searching, maybe you can search as well. Go to Dale Socia's Facebook page because it's really worth seeing. I'm looking to see if it's on there right now, Dale. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, Christians just have a lack of commitment in engaging in that debate with these people. You remember the protesters up on the square in Mount Vernon when Trump got elected and you come up the one once or twice there with me?
Yeah.
2 years later, they are still there every Saturday for 2 years from 12:30 to 1. And I thought this morning when you started, I thought, I need to take Ricky. We haven't been up to see him for a while. I'll take Ricky. We'll go up and I'll get a video of all their signs and their stupidity, what they're saying. And one of them's even a school teacher. I've had a conversation with her that if you love the little children, why do you want them murdered? And she just gets furious with me. Plus the evolution professors up there from Kenyon College. So it's all, I'll go up and get a little video and send you.
Okay, see, it
does. They have to keep the satanic rituals full of kids. That's how it goes.
That's right. Hey, Jared, I just sent you that video because I want you guys to see it. It's really, really powerful. Folks, listen, again, we're not in our right minds. People, hey, how about this? I see dead people. They're everywhere you look. Emotionless, dead people. Programmed by the world. Programmed by television. Programmed by churches. Programmed people with the inability to think. All they can do is emote. That's all they can do. Show emotions. Now, guys, I want to show you something. This is Rusty's, help me out, Dale.
Josiah.
Remember when Jeremiah died, right? This is Jeremiah's brother, Josiah, and he's out there yesterday. I just want you to listen how this young guy can so clearly articulate the gospel. And how many Christian kids do you know, Roger, who go to your Sunday school that could even begin to do one third of what he did? Listen to this. Go ahead.
say, don't judge them.
You need to work on your circle.
Judge them.
I'm not going to degrade you.
Listen, no, okay. What you're doing is you're ignoring. You know,
ignoring.
Which is fine.
Am I against pedophilia?
Are you?
Really?
Is
anyone not against it?
Yeah, the people are not against it. Are you against it?
Am I pro or anti-pedophilia?
It's a yes and no answer. It's really, you can't say it.
That's like, it seems more like it would be rhetorical.
Okay, so yes or no? Yes, you're against it? No, you're not against it?
Here's a better question. Do I answer to 14-year-old virgins?
Close. That's a pretty good one. But no, that's what you're saying is,
so
no.
You're saying that a person's sexual harassed is not. So if I decide...
It's coming up here when Josiah is going to take her to the woodshed. Go ahead, keep going.
Get to tell me what to do with my reproductive system? No, I don't.
Well, so if I was to tell you, I did.
Actually, I don't think anybody should be able to tell anybody what to do with their body.
Okay, but now you're making
a better argument.
Yeah, that's
oh my God, thank you. I feel so much better.
Well, I was just confused that you were like rational there for a moment. So let's have a rational conversation. How do you determine what's right and wrong? If you can say pedophilia is wrong, how do you make that universal rule statement?
Yeah, like what makes you think that pedophilia is wrong?
The giver and taker of life. That's what scripture says. Man doesn't decide whether I should give up murder.
What about murder people outside the line? I assume you believe that's wrong.
It's coming, I promise.
Or maybe, you know, anything. You know, you can't say that you have no moral standard to judge from. You can't say that homosexuality is wrong. You can't say that pedophilia is wrong because you have no moral standard to go from. So us, we do have a moral standard. If I was to, you know, grab your phone, throw it on the ground, you could be offended by that. But why would you be offended? If I was to take your money and run away with it, you couldn't tell me I'm in the wrong. Because you have no moral standard. But we can, because the Ten Commandments, God says, do not steal. So if you were to steal from me, I have a right to get upset because Jesus says, do not steal. But if you're not abiding in Christ, and Christ is not abiding in you, you have no moral standard to go from. So man, the goal is not to turn people from gay to straight. The goal is not to change people from pro-choice to pro-life. The goal is to take people from lost to found. From people who do not have the gospel to people who know and recognize that Jesus died for them. So this whole moral standard of us out here is, yes, abortion is murder. Of course we want to abolish. But we genuinely actually care about your souls enough to stand for life and to stand in love for you and for all those other here, to let them know that Jesus loves them and he died on a cross. He died a brutal death and he was murdered for you. But he didn't stay dead, that he rose again 3 days later so that we may have eternal life. And there's no condemnation in Christ.
So that's what our job is, to make sure.
There's no condemnation in Christ. But if you are outside of Christ, you are condemned and damned to hell forever. So man, please come to the recognition of Christ's love for you.
Wow, huh? Roger, could the kids in your junior high class, could they have done that, Roger? Could the average Christian adult do what he just did?
Well, it Dave, the answer is in my class, no. I taught them for 10 years. There are very few, maybe one or two out of 60, 70 I taught over the years. Very few.
No. Can the average adult do it? Could the average adult make that clear articulate? She doesn't have a standard. We have a standard that we stand on, right? We have a standard. You have no standard.
Well, yep. Dave, that's what is the key. We have a foundation, God's word, that sets our morality. They don't. So if you have no standard, anything goes. That leads to chaos.
So how do we survive in a society where there are no standards? Psalm 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Folks, that's where we are. That's why I'm so glad, Denny, that we are coming to Oskaloosa, Iowa at this time and at this place where some state judge overrules science. He overruled science and legalized murder. When's the church going to wake up and call it for what it is? Judge the law. Judge the law. Don't judge science. That's where we are. That's the debate. That's the battle. So I hope more of you up there in Iowa are waking up. We'd love to see you. Looking forward to be there and standing up and pushing back and fighting for the truth. We are at, my friends, we are at a crucible. We are in a crucible in America. Half the people can't even think. The other half don't know what to think. And the other third of them are waiting to be raptured out. The battle is right before us. Occupy till I come. Man, oh, man. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.